Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Farmer's Wife, My Life in Days, Helen Rebanks shares a vivid and intimate portrait of her life as a shepherd's wife in the English Lake District. This memoir is an exploration of the rhythms of the natural world, the challenges and joys of rural life, and the deep connection between a family and the land they cherish. Through a collection of personal anecdotes, Helen provides a window into the often underappreciated world of farming, offering insights into the daily realities that shape her existence. From lambing season to the harvest, Helen's narrative is a testament to the resilience required to sustain a way of life that has endured for centuries. This book is not just about the life of a farmer's wife. It's a celebration of tradition, community, and the enduring bond between humans and nature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rhythms of nature and farming seasons. One of the book's pivotal themes is the intricate dance between the farmer's family and the relentless cyclical patterns of nature. Helen Rebanks brings to life the sheer beauty and brutality of the farming seasons, from the frosty, hopeful beginnings of spring and the birth of new lambs to the relentless hard work of the harvest in autumn. This ongoing cycle dictates not just the work to be done, but imbues their daily life with a sense of purpose and continuity. Each season brings its own challenges and rewards, shaping the family's existence and highlighting farming's dependency on the natural world. Through these narratives, readers gain a profound appreciation for the seasonal rhythms that guide rural life, manifesting a deep symbiosis between the land and those who tend to it. Secondly, the challenges of modern farming. Another crucial aspect of The Farmer's Wife is the discussion of the modern challenges that farming communities face. Helen sheds light on the complexities of balancing traditional farming practices with the economic realities of the 21st century. Issues such as market fluctuations, the impact of climate change, and the struggle to maintain sustainable farming practices in a rapidly changing world are explored. The book delves into how technology, policy changes, and global market trends affect local farming, forcing families like Helen's to adapt in order to survive. This perspective not only educates, but also generates empathy for the plights facing contemporary farmers, showcasing resilience in the face of adversity. Thirdly, community and tradition. Within the pages of Helen Rebanks's memoir lies a deep reverence for community and tradition. The farming life is not just about the individual or the nuclear family, but evolves within a tapestry of communal relationships and shared heritages. Helen describes festivals, community gatherings, and the everyday acts of assistance between neighbors that define rural living. These stories highlight the importance of community support systems, the transmission of knowledge across generations, and the celebration of tradition. Her descriptions offer an intimate look at how traditions are not only preserved, but also how they evolve, reflecting the community's resilience and its deep connection to the past while navigating the challenges of the present. Fourthly, the role of women in farming. Helen's account also serves as a thoughtful exploration of the dynamic role of women in farming. Through her narrative, readers are introduced to the multifaceted contributions of women to the agricultural sector, often understated in mainstream discussions. From the day-to-day management of farm operations, nurturing livestock, and participating in the laborious tasks during harvest, to managing household responsibilities, women are central to the fabric of rural life. Helen's stories emphasize the empowerment, challenges, and achievements of women in farming, providing a nuanced picture of their indispensable role in maintaining and enriching rural communities. Lastly, sustainability and the environment. A significant focus of The Farmer's Wife is on sustainability and environmental stewardship. Helen Rebanks passionately discusses the importance of sustainable farming practices, the preservation of local wildlife habitats, and the broader impact of farming on the ecosystem. The memoir is an appeal for a balanced relationship with nature, where farming not only sustains human livelihoods, but also contributes to the health and diversity of the natural world. Through practical examples and personal conviction, Helen makes a compelling case for eco-conscious farming, highlighting initiatives that protect biodiversity, improve soil health, and reduce the environmental footprint of agricultural activities, emphasizing the critical role of farmers as custodians of the land. In conclusion, Helen Rebanks' The Farmer's Wife, My Life in Days is a profound and enlightening read for anyone interested in understanding the complexities of rural and farming life. Through her captivating storytelling, Helen provides invaluable insights into the significance of tradition, community, and sustainable practices in the farming sector. This book will particularly resonate with readers passionate about environmental stewardship, the challenges of modern agriculture, and the role of women in shaping rural communities. Beyond that, it offers a poignant reminder of our intrinsic connection to the land and the importance of preserving it for future generations. For those looking to deepen their appreciation for the rhythms of nature and the human endeavors that sustain it, The Farmer's Wife offers a heartwarming, thought-provoking, and ultimately inspiring exploration of a way of life defined by resilience, respect for the environment, and the enduring power of community. If you would like to support Helen Rebanks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.